This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he holds his government responsible for the October 7th attack that killed more than 1,200 people in Israel, making the comment in an interview with Dr. Phil. NPR's Jackie Northam has more.
In the 7 months since Hamas attacked Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu has brushed aside questions about whether he, as leader of the country, was ultimately responsible. It took an interview with an American talk show host to get an answer. Netanyahu told Dr. Phil there was going to have to be a thorough examination after the war in Gaza is over as to how Hamas was able to plan and carry out the October 7th attack. When pressed by Dr. Phil, the Prime Minister said the first responsibility of the government is to protect the people, and the people weren't protected. He added quickly that there were also military and intelligence failures. But Netanyahu said the greatest failure would be if Hamas gained control of Gaza again. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Federal immigration authorities have proposed a rules change that would make it harder for some people to claim asylum in the U.S. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports the Homeland Security Secretary's proposal would apply to people who cross into the U.S. illegally instead of at a regular border crossing.
Alejandro Mayorkas spoke with NPR before the announcement of the rules change, but it fits into a broader strategy. People from around the world are seeking asylum, which Mayorkas wants them to do legally.
We're trying to incentivize lawful pathways and disincentivize illegal crossings.
Is it fair to say that this isn't working, given the sheer numbers of people who've continued to come to the southern border?
No, it is not.
You think it's working?
I think it is working.
What's the evidence?
And, well, Steve, the numbers have decreased.
Migration numbers peaked last December and have declined through the winter. Steve Inskeep, NPR News.
The University of Michigan delivers an updated report this morning on how Americans are feeling about the economy. NPR Scott Horsley reports consumer sentiment improved in December and January, but since then, it's mostly flatlined.
The university's last survey in March found a majority of Americans say they're better off now than they were 5 years ago. Many of those pointed to rising incomes as the main reason. For those who say they're worse off, inflation is the number one complaint. President Biden acknowledged people's frustration with rising prices in an interview on CNN this week, but he says most people recognize things are getting better.
Look at the Michigan survey. For 65% of American people think they're in good shape economically. They think the nation's not in good shape, but they're personally in good shape.
The university's survey results for April will be released later this morning. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher this morning. Dow futures are up nearly 0.3%. You're listening to NPR News. Graduating medical students are avoiding states with abortion bans. That's according to data from the Association of American Medical Colleges. Julie Rovner with our partner KFF Health News has more.
For the second year in a row, the group that oversees admissions to medical residency programs found a decline in applications to states that ban or restrict abortion. And the decline is not limited to specialties like OBGYN and emergency care. Medical groups worry that abortion restrictions and the young doctors who stay away from those states will exacerbate the shortage of physicians in rural and underserved areas. Still, all the residency programs around the country are filled, even in states with bans. That's because there are more graduating medical students each year than there are residency slots.
Julie Rovner with KFF Health News reporting. In Brazil, a horse stranded on a roof by deadly floods has been rescued. A team in Rio Grande do Sul state got the horse, nicknamed Carmelo, safely off the roof. He's thought to be around 7 years old, and he had been balancing on two narrow strips of slippery asbestos for days. He's now recovering at a vet hospital. He's one of many animals rescue workers have been trying to save. State officials say so far some 10,000 animals have been rescued. The heavy rains and deadly floods have left more than 100 people dead, and more than 130 people are listed as missing. Officials also say hundreds of thousands have been displaced. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.